Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's show, I'm joined by members of the Knoxville Area Community Theater as we talk about their performance of the stage play, Harvey.
First off, I appreciate all you taking time out with me. Really, just to start off, just talk about Harvey, what it, the storyline and everything, and talk about your roles.
Well, Harvey was a play written by Mary Chase back in 1944. The basic storyline is the story centers around a gentleman named Elwood P. Dowd, whose best friend is an invisible 6.5 foot tall white rabbit that only he can see, and that rabbit's name is Harvey. And Harvey's pretty remarkable. He can see into the future, he can make clocks stop, he can do all kinds of things, and he particularly likes crackpots and rum pots. And Harvey's a big part of Elwood's life, which makes things complicated for his sister and his friends, and that's what kind of kicks the story off.
Well, absolutely. So let's talk about your guys' roles in the show and how they relate to each other.
Well, this is Troy. I play Elwood P. Dowd. And Elwood wasn't always this way, but now that he's met Harvey, he's later on in life, he's kind of a very relaxed guy. He likes making friends. He talks to everyone, including his invisible rabbit friend. He loves to introduce his invisible rabbit friend, much to the disdain of his sister, Vita, who is going to talk here in a little bit. But yeah, he's just really a laid-back guy, just letting life happen to him. And of course, you know, mayhem follows because this rabbit likes to play tricks and stuff too. So anyway, Vita, my sister.
I'm Christy Bennett, and I play Vita Louise Simmons. You know, in the 40s, it was really important for women to get their daughters out into society. And so her big thing is to get her daughter out to be recognized by the people in the social groups in order to up her social standing a little bit. And Elwood kind of puts a kink in the works, so to speak, by walking around introducing a giant white rabbit no one else can seem to see. And that really kind of frazzles Vita just a bit. And as the story progresses, Vita gets more and more intense into this needs to be dealt with, this needs to be handled in order for her and her daughter Myrtle May to, you know, make a name for themselves in society. And so she has her brother committed, only to then be committed herself because of how hysterical she becomes, only then to be released and to find out that maybe there's a little bit more to Harvey all along.
So really, this sounds like a show that kind of gets into some deep issues, really. It sounds, at first sound, it's, oh, this is kind of a comedy, but then it's like, wow, it kind of goes into some deep stuff.
Well, it kind of does. I mean, it has a particular point of view on life, and that there's more to life than your standing in society, more to life than what kind of business deals can you get done. It really kind of gets down to, you know, what kind of person are you and how are you to people? You know, how do you treat people?
A part of it I see too is so often we see something that's different and we're like, oh, we got to fix that. We got to throw, you know, they want to commit him. They want to give him a shot. But in the end, what's wrong with the way he is? And there's, you know, what's more important in life?
Yeah. Well, it seems like you can always deal with social situations that are a little more difficult by adding humor into the mix. And I think some of the reason it is so humorous is because it, in our culture today, some of this stuff really stands out as being, oh my goodness, you know, like, yeah. I can't believe that they're going there. And that's why it's funny, is because we're dealing with it in the midst of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes in situations, it's always kind of good to laugh at it a little bit, kind of eases it down. And when you look at playing this role, what's it like playing a role where someone's talking to an invisible 6-foot rabbit?
Well, obviously, you know, it's quite humorous. Troy does an excellent job of playing a guy who can see a rabbit when he, well, and maybe Troy can actually see a rabbit.
Wait a minute. You're telling me there isn't a rabbit on stage?
He does such a good job of making you think that there is something right there, watching the scenes where he is actually interacting with Harvey directly, and it's just him and this rabbit is ingenious. I mean, he does such a good job of portraying someone who can physically see something that's not there.
This play has been, and I think Christy here will agree with me, the play has been very hard to learn the lines to, because it was written in the 40s. You know, usually, I've been in several productions, and you kind of understand the story, and then you just get the words out there, and because most stuff that I've performed is more modern day, it just makes sense what they're saying. Where here, it's been very hard to learn the lines correctly because, you know, they don't say things like, well, kind of, or so, or, you know, there's just, there's, you know, they say rather, I notice they say nevertheless, rather a lot, just, you wouldn't think about it, but yeah, it's very hard. I know where the story needs to go sometimes, but I'm like, it's my line because I have to say it the way Elwood P. Dowd in the 1940s would say it.
Well, final question for all of you is, what's one thing you can say to people listening out there to get them to come see the show?
This is just going to be a good time. Just come laugh with us. We're gonna laugh behind the scenes. We're having a good time just listening to other people's scenes. Like, just come and enjoy it with us.
We've been waiting to put this on for 2 years. It got canceled in 2020 due to you know what. And we don't speak of it.
But an imaginary rabbit.
Right. You should not be named.
And you know, so it's time. You know, we're starting, theaters has been started up now. We finished our musical Shrek last fall, and we got a lot of good participation in that. And yeah, we're hoping that people just come out and just something to do. It's good to get back out and see live theater.
Yeah, we just, you know, our cast and crew are putting a lot of work into it, and audiences need to understand how important they are. Audiences are a big part of the equation here. The energy they bring, the enjoyment they receive, radiates back to the actors and helps the actors and the whole cast and crew just do the best job. So it's really a partnership between folks that are on stage and the folks that are in front of the watching from the seats, and both are really important to make everything work.
Well, I appreciate all you taking time out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to the members of the Knoxville Area Community Theater for joining me on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knaakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.